Libina Rochová is one of the Czech Republic's best-known fashion designers, whose work has turned heads both abroad and at home. Last October, viewers were able to view Dialogue, an acclaimed exhibition featuring 29 of her designs at Prague's Kempa Museum. Now, Libina Rochová has taken the show a step further. In April, 17 of those pieces will go on exhibit at the Czech National Building in New York City. Gita Fuchsová is the site's director, and earlier this week she talked about how the fashion designer's work was perfect for New York.
The Czech National Building will be in the future place as a lobby of the Czech Republic, so that means that we would like to present something which has a connection between the Czech Republic and the United States. And when I saw the exhibition here in Museum Kempa in October last year, I said that definitely this is the exhibition which must be brought to the United States, to New York, to the Czech National Building, because it's a dialogue. It will be now a dialogue between Prague and between New York. It will be a dialogue between Museum Kempa and Czech National Building. And of course, it's a dialogue between Libina Rochová and between all those exponents in Museum Kempa in Czech Republic.
The show at Kempa last year contrasted Libina Rochová's dresses and gowns and other items with modern sculpture, but the latter will not go on display in New York. Instead, organizers commissioned filmmaker Viktor Vokian to capture those pieces digitally in a multimedia piece to be aired at the Czech National Building in the Big Apple. This week, organizers in Prague also gave journalists a taste of what to expect in New York, with models displaying some of Rochová's most elegant shimmering designs, sweet silvery orange and blue metallic evening gowns, this at her Prague studio. The Czech National Building's Gita Fuchsová again.
It's a typical work of Libina Rochová, so I think that it's a combination of her art, because I will not call it like a fashion. So for me, it's haute couture. For me, it's more art than fashion. And also, it's a combination. It's a dialogue as well, because what you saw, it was a dialogue of material and some jewelry as well, and dialogue between models and Libina imaginations. So I think it's a permanent dialogue. The
designer herself told me about some of the items that would be featured at the Czech National Building.
There will be three parts of my work. The first one is the gowns, evening gowns, with expensive fabrics, with silk and lace and so, and some like ready-to-wear luxus gowns with jewelry, with beads. Other will be on the dancers. It will be my paperworks. Paper sculptures, paper objects. These materials offers me a lot of kind of possibility. Yes, I have to say this paper.
Paper is the material of choice for Libina Rochová in all her most striking conceptual designs. paper wrapped around the female body like so many twisting Möbius strips, sometimes accenting, sometimes refracting the female form.
Darling, 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 I can't wait to see you. Your picture ain't enough. I can't wait to touch you in the flesh, in the flesh, in the flesh.
When I was young, I wanted to move between between art, more art than fashion. And my favorite was to prepare materials for dancers. Other opportunity for catwalk. And yes, it is challenge to have possibility to go other way.
One note of warning, the show at the Czech National Building will take place only between April 12th and 15th, and it is being technically described as a happening. The event will also feature special choreography by New York-based choreographer Dušan Tinek, with dancers wearing Libina Rokhová's designs. The show will be short only for practical reasons. The site in Upper Manhattan is undergoing extensive renovation. Gita Fuchsová, once again.
We choose to bring only project that can be installed as a happening, because the building is still under reconstruction. So all events must be very special, must be with some form of happening, because also public attending all those events must wearing hard hats, because it's still a building under reconstruction. We can't use it every day.
But says the fashion designer, the rawness of the site under renovation will contrast nicely with the elegant evening wear. Along with that, wearing hard hats to an avant-garde happening, what could be more New York?
I have to say I like New York, because I was there maybe 10 times, and New York, my friend told me, you can hate New York or love New York. There's no two ways, to hate or to love. And I have to say I like, because this town has a lot of energy and new experience, and I would like to stay, and I would like to show next year my work. I would like to be there with my work.